Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB. I hope last week you had a tremendous, thankful Thanksgiving, and as we start the last month of 2022, can you believe that? We also would like to start a new teaching this week that will hold true for 2023 and beyond. This week I would like to start four warnings from Colossians, a teaching that will warn us to take heed to our relationships with the Lord, to take heed to our heart, to take heed to our families, to take heed to our relationships with our brothers and our sisters, and probably more important, to take heed to the folks who are not our brothers and sisters in the Lord. I would think God would want us to mind the non-spiritual folks and our relationships with them the more, knowing time is quickly slipping away from some. And the epistle of Paul writes to the Colossians, we have perhaps the best definition of Christianity in the Bible, and it's found in Colossians 1:27, and that is, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christianity is not a lifestyle or a way of life. It is not a job to make money and support our families, oh no. Or even it is not a foil against all of the other religions in the world. Oh no, Christianity. Now listen very close with your spirit open, very wide, is Christ in us. Wow, Christianity is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And of course, included in the definition would be how we come to have Christ in us, as well as the impact of Christ in us, which is the Christian life. But at the root, the truth of Christianity is Christ in us. And once we depart from this central eternal truth, or water it down with greed and lust, or make Christianity anything else, we are in great danger, my friend. You know, you cannot build a great house, a strong house, without a proper foundation. Now listen, Christ in us is the only foundation for Christianity. Let me say that again. Christ in us is the only foundation for Christianity. Not the prosperity doctrines, not the message of the cross, not the giving to get, giving to God to get back from Him, and not even the message of being humble so people will see God in you. Oh no. Christ in us is the only foundation for Christianity. It all starts there and really ends there as to purpose. To know Christianity is not too hard. No, it's not. And it's not too hard to understanding if everything else is second and serves that purpose, Christ in us, in the individual and in the body of Christ. Now, please notice I did not say the church. God's purpose is His people is Christ. Let me say that again. Christ's purpose in His people is Jesus Christ. Christ is the means of God's glory and the means of our redemption, our freedom, and our spiritual growth. Now, the centrality of Christ is the main theme of the book of Colossians, but not merely the centrality of Christ as the topic of conversation or as the main doctrine of the church. Oh no. Now open up your spirit even wider here, my friend. The main theme of Colossians is centrality of Christ in us, the individual. Did you get that, my friend? If you did not get it by your spirit, then you will not get it at all. It will slip through your heart's fingers. Paul states, you are complete in Him, Colossians 2 and 10. In fact, read especially Colossians chapter 2 and count how many times Paul says, in Him, or with Him, by Him. Paul is trying to tell us that everything in the Christian life is obtained in Christ. Oh wow, that's worth repeating. That everything in the Christian life is obtained in Christ. And nothing comes outside of Him. No. Our life, all life, truth and wisdom, our redemption is the result not of religion or something like that about Christ. Oh no. That's the message of the nominal church that most churches teach around the world. but the result of Christ in us. Wow, the hope of glory. He applies this personally to the believer. And of course, what is true personally is true collectively. Let me say that again. And what is true personally is also true collectively for the body of Christ. I will let that sink in for a moment. In fact, Paul is so serious about the great truth about Christ in us that it gives us four ways in which the enemy of our souls, which could be Satan, could be ourselves, could be others, you know, will try to blind us to the truth. These four warnings or dangers are both the means by which the enemy makes his approach to us, and they are error that will arise in the Christian church if they are successful. Paul says, Christ in us is Christianity, and everything is found in Christ. But here is what the enemy will offer us as an alternative. Here is how the enemy will approach us. And if we take the bait and buy into these errors, they will constitute the false foundation on which our lives will be based. In other words, they are substitutes for Christ in you. Wow. Not Christ in you, hope of glory, but they are substitutes. These errors will be substitutes for Christ in us. Substitutes for His life in us. Now, I hope you are really locked on in your spirit here on what I have to say. This teaching is serious, it's eternal, with implications that run the gambit of life in us and out from us, even to the world. God gave these warnings for our protection so that we might hold fast to Christ. Thus, we need to read them with an open spirit and take them to heart. Okay, at this point, I would like to give a list of four warnings that we will discuss in this teaching, and then maybe set them up with a few words or two here. So the first warning is, let no man beguile you with enticing words. In other words, this is a warning against enticing words that would otherwise trick or deceive you into looking to someone or something else other than Christ. Warning number two is, beware lest anyone spoil you through philosophy and, notice, and vain deceit. How much of Christianity today is nothing more than self-help guides as to how to live a happy life? Oh no, God wants to kill our flesh. He wants to kill our flesh. He's not too happy about our flesh. And warning number three is, let no man judge you according to the law. But these warnings will look at how Paul goes through the entirety of what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us through His redemptive work on the cross and His resurrection and His resurrection. And warning number four, let no man disqualify you of your reward. The reward here is not salvation or heaven. Oh no. It is Christ. Christ is our reward. Here we look at the positive results of being in Christ. And then we will end this teaching with me reading the tea leaves a little bit, what I feel Paul's intention is for writing this great book of Colossians. Amen. More next week on the four warnings from Colossians. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week and that this month, the last month of 2022, will be your best month of your life, that you will allow the Holy Spirit just to be present in your life and teach you and grow you and get you ready for 2023 to propel you forward in Him, not in your abilities, but in His abilities. Because if not, then we will just continue to repeat the same mistakes that we made in 2022. And my friend, that is no way to be called a Christian, and that is no way to live in Christ. Again, this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Talk to you next week, and have a tremendous week. God bless. Amen.